In the headlines, a woman reportedly stabbed to death at Work Hall, St. Philip. A St. George man collapses and dies in the Pines, St. Michael. The BRA confirms another sale of properties to recover some of the millions of dollars in land tax owed. And the Barbados tourism sector launches a fund to help repair or replace the scores of vessels damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl. This is the Evening Edition. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Barbados has recorded homicide number 26 for the year so far, with the fatal stabbing of a woman at Work Hall St. Philip this afternoon. Starcom Network News understands that the victim was found dead in a pool of blood at that location, having allegedly been stabbed by another woman. A female suspect is in police custody. A St. George man collapsed and died at a barbershop in the Pine St. Michael today. 61-year-old Anthony Brathwaite of Dash Valley had earlier said he was feeling unwell. An eyewitness recounted the tragic event.
Basically, when I was passing, I saw a barber sitting down here inside of the chair, and he said, well, I said, we're getting on with my friend. He said, well, your friend ain't feeling too good right now, and he smiled, and how I feel, well, I never see my friend like this, but again, I come back here now. So before I even passed his Jeep, I heard the collapse. That's when I saw him from the ground, shucking up, but before that, he was drinking some tea, and he wasn't holding it straight. His hands was trembling, so when he placed on the tea, I said, well, relax yourself. Again, I come back. And before I even passed the Jeep, I heard the collapse and he was on the floor.
An eyewitness of a sudden death in the Pines, St. Michael. We do apologize for the delay in presenting that clip. The Barbados Revenue Authority is again urging land tax defaulters to come forward and settle arrears as it confirms the sale of another batch of properties to recover some of the millions of dollars owed. The BRA had published notice of the intended sale of another 20 of the properties for which land tax had been outstanding for in excess of 10 years. The BRA's communications manager, Carolyn Williams-Gale, tells Starcom Network News some of the defaulters came forward to make agreements to settle their arrears, but other properties were auctioned.
We issued a final notice in the newspaper on June 20th, and the auctions were held on June 27th. And between the time for the first notice that we issued in May, you know, persons then came forward to make good on their arrears for land tax. So we did see persons coming in to update their account information in terms of the payments that they have to make to bring their accounts into good repute. Properties from the list were sold. This is an ongoing process to bring persons into compliance with their obligations for land tax.
She urges delinquent property owners to come forward and advises the public in general to keep their land tax up to date.
We have coming up the final 10% discount for this year's land tax bills. That is on Monday, the 15th of July. And that 10% discount is extended for payments made online via the Barbados Revenue Authority land tax portal. So we're encouraging persons to make good on their accounts and to utilize the portal to make their payments.
The BRA's communications manager, Carolyn Williams-Gale. This country's tourism and hospitality sector has launched a fund to help finance the repair or replacement of the scores of Barbadian fishing boats damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, tells Starcom Network News their aim is to help the fishing sector recover as quickly as possible. The new BHTA head was speaking during a courtesy visit to Starcom Network.
So we last week reached out to our restaurant members, which would fall under our direct tourism services, to pitch the idea to start a fund which would go 100% towards assisting the fishermen who have been so affected by the passage of Hurricane Beryl. Our proposal to our restaurant members is to add a nominal charge of $5 Barbados as a discretionary contribution towards this fund. Of course, if persons wish to contribute more, they can feel free to do so. And we believe that this would be a very meaningful step towards helping providers some funding, which they all will need towards getting these boats repaired and back in the water well before the next winter season starts.
Mr. Griffith expects close to 100 restaurants to participate.
One would hope that the patrons in our restaurants fully understand the severity of the situation, and that persons who love Barbados can see what massive impact that the restaurant sector would have if these fishing boats are not in the water, and that would also help them and encourage them to contribute towards the fund. We'd be looking at pretty much all of our DTS members who operate restaurants. So that could be close to 100 members. We had a very well-attended meeting on Friday. Yeah, everyone is on board with the program. As you look around the various social media pages of some of the restaurant members, they have already started to promote the fund.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. Consideration is being given to construction of a new pathology lab at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital following protests by staff over the environmental conditions. Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron, says this development follows a meeting with QEH management and the lab workers who last Friday staged a lunch protest over the matter. Mr. Waldron says this has been an issue for years and workers are now more optimistic that something will be done about it.
Management acknowledged that ideally that is what is needed for the permanent solution to have a new lab, and they have committed to vigorously push that process with the principles of government, the importance of having a lab. This will call for finance and procurement and all the other measures that are needed. They promised to push this vigorously. I know staff are still cautious because this was talked about for several years, so they're watching on cautiously to see if definitely there are going to be some serious movement on the process of procuring a new lab, the process of getting funding.
Mr. Waldron says in the meantime, the lab will undergo cleaning to remove mold and other contaminants. In 2 weeks, staff will be updated on the way forward.
Part two would be that in the interim, taking the best measures to contain the environmental problems at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, and that include more frequent cleaning, that include the AC and duct system, that would include the cleaning of walls simultaneously with the air conditioning system. It doesn't make sense servicing and cleaning the air conditioning system and not dealing with the walls and the environment in terms of removal of mold and other particles that are causing staff discomfort. And yes, they are committed to meeting in 2 weeks. It's time to provide an update on the status of affairs pertaining to the lab.
Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron. And finally, from hurricane-ravaged St. Vincent and the Grenadines, our Tunisia Rock Yore tells us of the storm victims complaining about donated relief supplies not reaching them.
As regional and international agencies continue their relief efforts to assist residents of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, some residents have been telling Starcom Network News that some of the supplies have not been reaching them. A resident of Kanawan Island said the situation there is bad. She feels like some people are being left out.
I live and work on the island of Kanawan. From reports from my sister, my mom, my father, it's pretty bad. My house is practically gone. So, yeah. Just persons to be trustworthy and do things fairly, please. Because I'm hearing other reports concerning they're not getting stuff because they're not in a shelter, etc. Do things because people need stuff down there. They need stuff, you know, so just be fair.
Another resident from Union Island expressed similar sentiments.
They hardly pass our way. We have to come in Clifton to get certain things, what we need. And we need people to come all over the island. Right now, we're in a very much distress, and every one of us need help. We cannot be giving some and get. You know, with all the generators that give, every village could get one, that everybody could get a little phone charge and stuff like that. We'll be appreciated by it, you know. If somebody got to step in and see how they can work out things with us.
Meantime, Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Michelle Forbes, told Starcom Network News they are compiling data of everyone who was affected so they can provide better support.
Then you tend to find the poorer ones being impacted more. So we have to ensure that the Ministry of National Mobilization is ensuring that they capture that data and looking at the persons who have been impacted by this event. So it's really important that we capture the information of every single person who have been affected or impacted in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and so that we can analyze the data and provide support as much as we can.
That was the director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Michelle Forbes. And I am Tonisha Rokyo, reporting from St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
In the headlines, a woman reportedly stabbed to death at work hall in St. Philip. A St. George man collapses and dies at the Pine, St. Michael. The BRA confirms another sale of properties to recover some of the millions of dollars in land tax owed and urges the remaining defaulters to come forward. That's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.